Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Meeting John Caparulo later on. Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff's out there. And, you know, you can call the show. You can email the show. What's the phone number there?
877-931-4TNT.
Email.
TNT. At TNTRadioEmpire.com. Twitter is at TNTRadioEmpire.
Yep.
And you can like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire Facebook page.
Was on this date in 1948. You might remember where you were when the UN established the World Health Organization.
Ooh. I wonder if they said that right away.
I hope somebody did.
Yeah, well, that's kind of who.
And then we quit them for a minute, didn't we? And then rejoined?
Yeah, we rejoined a couple of things, the Paris Climate, and I think...
And that.
And the who, yeah. So we're trying to erase the 4 years of idiocracy. It's going to be tough, but, you know.
Yeah, but now we're signing up for all the stuff that Obama started.
Yeah. I like the health care, though.
Yeah, I'm okay with that part.
Yeah. Officials plan to release the report on the car crash that left Tiger Woods seriously hurt. Going to release the accident report today. Not expected to have much new information.
Is there anything there? Seems like they're just saying not. It's nobody's business. We're not going to say anything.
Well, yeah, the cause of it's still not going to be in there, right?
Right. Yeah.
No, because
sounds like he's Tiger Woods. He can shut things down.
Would have to speak up.
Right? Yeah.
If there's anything medical involved, right. And it doesn't sound like he's going to.
Investigators have determined a cause for the crash. They will not release it unless they get permission from Tiger Woods.
That's weird. I didn't know they had to. I didn't know you needed permission. If you get in a car accident anywhere in the street, regular dude in your city, and they have to call you ahead of time. I don't know the rules. I don't think that's true.
No.
I thought.
I think it's one of those situations. Tiger Woods is a star, and they're just saying, okay.
Yeah, because if you get in an accident,
you can't just make things up like that. There's got to be some sort of law in place.
I want to find out, so I'm asking.
But, I mean, you get in an accident.
It's released all the time.
Like clockwork, 2 to 3 days later, you get four envelopes from lawyers that want to help you sue somebody because they're going through police reports.
Yes.
Yeah, looking at who got into an accident.
They don't know all the details.
Yep.
They don't know the details.
And we won't know the details of this. Unless Tiger wants to talk.
Well, we'll know the details when Tiger writes a book or gets paid a bunch of money to do a TV special to talk about the whole story.
Pretty sure he's still the favorite to win the Masters.
That's true. I'm surprised there isn't guys out there saying that because that's all they got.
Who you got, Tiger or the field?
He's back.
I'll take the field this time.
Jesus, it was an actual headline on the bottom line of ESPN yesterday afternoon. Justin Thomas, Tiger bummed about missing the Masters. Oh, well, no crap.
Yeah, that's... They got to let that go.
Duh.
If they want anybody to watch, you know, I know he's a star. I get it. But if you're of a certain age, golf existed before Tiger Woods, and they have to realize golf has to exist after Tiger Woods.
But I'm really curious the extent of the injuries, because he was in the hospital for a long time.
That we might know that eventually, because you're going to see him physically walking right around someday. You know, you're going to see how bad he limps, or you know.
Like I say, we'll find out all of the we'll find out the whole story when he gets paid a bunch of money to tell the story.
Right. Well, at least he didn't die. That was a bad accident.
Nearly 4.1 million people watched Sunday's NCAA Women's College Basketball Championship game, the highest audience since 2014, 9% jump over the 2019 title game.
Yeah, I missed it Sunday, but you heard it was a good game. Yeah. I saw the game before that. I saw Saturday's game. Yeah.
This year's tournament was the first where all 63 games were televised nationally, also the first time ABC televised some of the games.
Oh, ABC did this year, too?
Yeah.
I think they televised it. Championship game Sunday. And some others, maybe.
And then for the men's title game on Monday, almost 17 million viewers watched on CBS. That is down about 14% from 2019.
Well, it wasn't a game.
Right. It was not a game. Now, early on, the numbers were great. The TV number, the TV ratings were great.
They would have been, yeah.
And they dropped off.
Yeah, that's what happens. It's like the Super Bowl. Didn't it drop off, Nick, when they were getting their ass kicked?
It did at my house. It was on the TV, but the number of eyeballs, you know, every play.
Anytime there's a big game anywhere, if it's not close in the second half, no matter what sport it is, things TV start clicking off.
You think that
off.
Number would have been better if they would have aired it earlier? I mean, it was 10 after 9.
I didn't
20
get it.
After 9 when it tipped off on the East Coast.
I don't know why we don't win that battle. We're never going to win that battle. And if you're an East Coast guy, it's even worse.
It was 20 after 6 on the West Coast where Gonzaga's from.
Yeah.
You know, I realize that. But Gonzaga's not a big draw in
because
they're in the West Coast. They're in Spokane, for God's sakes. Ain't like they're an L.A. school.
But it was close to prime time in all four time zones, you know.
It's still ridiculous.
It still would have been better if it was a game.
Yeah.
If it was competitive.
It's still too late.
I can't believe that's the first year they aired the entire women's tournament.
Yeah, I know.
We'll put it on TV.
Yeah.
Now, Monday's telecast, even though it was down, was the most watched basketball game, college or professional, since the onset of the pandemic, since the deciding game of the 2019 NBA Finals.
Well, there was no basketball played.
There have been games
played. Yeah, but regular season games and stuff.
Yeah.
That's good.
Just saying. Yeah. The declines for March Madness... also much smaller than those of the 2020 NBA Finals, smaller than the declines of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, smaller than the declines of the World Series and several other major events.
Well, you know, basketball, all those sports felt like a real sport this year. They traveled to other places. You know, I could see that. Yeah.
Well, that NCAA tournament, people are personally invested in that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that don't watch the game fill out a bracket.
Yeah, that's all the brackets. Yeah. It's huge. You're right. Nobody's filling out their NHL bracket.
No.
That's a good point, Nick.
I wouldn't even know half the teams.
All right.
Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
List of the richest people in the world out again. Bezos on top for the fourth year in a row.
I won our bracket, by the way, at my house. And the winner of the bracket gets $50, so I'm rolling in it.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, well, what it means is, in this situation, I get to keep $50.
Right.
Until you buy dinner for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Which was last night.
Right. Yeah, let's go celebrate my victory.
So you don't have to pay yourself.
I'll pay my son. If Gonzaga would have won, he hadn't won it at all. He'd have beat me. But I ended up beating him. So he didn't get $50. I get $50.
So you didn't get the winner either. It's just that he didn't
win.
Well,
I do points the whole way through.
Right.
I had a lot more winners the whole way through. But
right.
If he'd have won the final, yeah, that's a
he would have taken over.
Yeah, he'd have took over. Yeah.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons I was rooting for Baylor, is so I wouldn't have to give somebody $50, which I spent anyway. It didn't matter.
But you were going to spend that anyway.
Yeah, of course I was.
You may as well not have given it away first.
You know what? It's the little battles you win.
Right.
I won the $50, and the $50 came from me.
Right. Right.
Usually those are the only victories.
They are the only victories.
Yeah, the fact that you don't have to pay yourself.
Yeah.
Or you get to pay yourself.
Right.
Did you give yourself $50?
What? How do you do that?
I don't know. Cut yourself a check?
No, Nick is curious how to do this.
Pull it out of your wallet and just put it in the other hand.
Nick is curious how to do this, looking for pointers.
Put it in the other hand.
Yeah.
One pocket to the other pocket.
Yeah.
Well, it went right back out because I think we all ordered sushi last night, so there was $50 at least out the door.
That was
right.
Maybe half
a person.
The bill.
Yeah. A person.
Yeah. Sushi, man. Come on.
Oh, it had to go through. Oh, yeah. Cool. Dad's got an extra $50.
No. I've lost that in the past, usually to my son, and I had to give him $50. He was actually counting on it, too.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funnier.
Yep, it is funny.
I hope you rubbed it in.
I used to do that, too, back in the day when I would... I would force my younger son to gamble.
Yeah. You bet him straight up then?
Well, I would always cover his losses.
Okay,
but
yeah.
He rarely lost.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time I said, well, pick three teams.
Right.
Do a little teaser here.
Yeah, but that's the problem. They do that and they think they're good because
that's the thing.
The teasers are losers.
You hit the three team parlay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, for a $10 investment.
Parlays are sucker
bets. $150. And then the next week, I said, well, did you want to bet again this week? You're on a roll. Nah. He had no interest.
Want to force my son to gamble.
If you did have interest, who would you pick?
What was that second story you did there, Craig?
So he quit gambling, and he's $50 ahead.
All right.
Oh, that's good. Jeff Bezos, still richest person in the world.
Hey, I did see Bezos. There was a good headline for Bezos the other day. He agrees with raising taxes on on people that have that kind of cash.
On corporations.
Yeah, corporations, right?
Yeah,
that helps infrastructure, helps people and everything. Yeah.
Now, to be fair, that is the richest guy in the world.
He's a douchebag. I get it. At least, a lot of bad things about Bezos, but at least he came out and said, we should pay more.
Well, his company does need good roads.
Right.
They do drive a little bit.
You should do
they
that.
Do.
Yeah. No, you're right, though. You pay your employees more, and there's a lot more stuff you could do. I get that. I'm totally,
Well, I did a piece on the Washington Post on CBS Sunday morning.
Right.
Actually,
that was good.
Right, the guy who used to edit the Washington Post.
He's
an
editor,
retired.
Right? Yeah.
He was editor at the Boston Globe before.
Yeah, he was the guy that, you pronounced that wrong.
He didn't say that correctly.
Boston Globe.
There you go.
How do you have that? So
I don't take it out.
There's 75 buttons on that page, Craig.
This is why live and local is so overrated.
It always has been.
Because when Bezos came in, the model they made for the Washington Post was not just Washington news. It wasn't just local news. It's stuff you can click on. You know, it's worldwide news.
Right.
It's national news. And he redesigned that. And if it weren't for him, well, the Washington Post would probably be dead.
He also was...
without that game plan.
He's the editor of the Boston Globe, excuse me.
Boston Globe.
During the in that movie.
Oh, the Spotlight.
Spotlight, yeah. He played, who played him? We know that, we love that guy.
Liev Schreiber.
Yeah, Liev Schreiber played it, Watch Spotlight.
Not when you want to be happy, though.
No, I was happy because it made the Catholic Church look really, really bad.
Yeah,
so
but
I
mean, it's kind of a bummer movie. I mean, there's not a lot of laughs.
I love that
movie.
I love that movie.
It was good.
He called out what a fraud that
it's a great movie.
Organization is.
Yeah, but I can't bring myself to watch it. It just seems like too much of a
should. It's not about... They're not showing priests playing with kids. You're thinking the worst part.
It's more about journalism.
It's more about journalism and the investigation.
Yeah, the investigation that they did.
That's why it's really good.
To break that story,
It's about journalism. It's not
but see, then I'm just going to get sad that they...
No, they win this battle.
They dispensed all this information.
This little battle wins.
Right. And is pedophilia in the Catholic Church done?
No.
I think it is.
Yeah. Has the Catholic Church even addressed their pedophilia problem?
No, they just hate the gays. No, right. Just hate the gays.
Once in a while, they'll bring something up and say, yeah, we're against all these priests playing
boys. We can't
boys.
Bless gay marriage because it's a sin. But yeah, hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
but
Todd, they bring that up every week.
I know.
Until it was over, at least.
Until this investigation, though, most of that was really not publicly known.
It's a great movie, and you're right. That blew the lid off. They don't care because people are still giving money to the church every Sunday.
Yeah.
And well, we don't care if he played with it. At least he didn't play with my boy. You know, that kind of crap. Yeah.
No, they've known about this.
And everybody in that movie's great. Michael Keaton. It's a great acting movie. Yeah. You know?
I think about 1,100 years they've been aware of this issue.
But I mean to the general public.
They blew it open.
To non-Catholics, to people who don't pay attention to it. I mean, that was one of the first times that the mass public went, oh, wow.
And head in the sand Catholics, which is a lot of them, that's the first time they heard about it, too. Oh, this is happening.
And it is a really fantastic movie.
Oh, I love the movie.
Then but they ignored it just as quickly.
That's the guy they're talking about. Yeah. Liev Schreiber, he played that dude.
Yeah, he played the editor of the Boston Globe. Yeah.
No, you can't say it right.
Boston Globe. Globe.
Yeah. All y'all are asses.
No argument here.
True.
And then it is Elon Musk, that is the second richest person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
How far behind Bezos is he?
Quite a bit, actually, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have the numbers right here.
Yeah, but these are the kind of guys that their net worth changes daily.
Amazon is
hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's going to get crazier because Amazon is taking over unused malls. You know, malls are closing all across the country.
Really?
I read that story this morning. Unused malls in America are going to be distribution centers. And they're huge. I mean,
not distribution, fulfillment.
Whatever.
They are fulfillment.
Yeah, Elon's behind by $26 billion. Right. 177 to 151.
Loser.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, but, Elon spends a lot of money on building rockets to Mars, you know.
Yeah, but you can check in a couple hours, and their net worth will vary, depending on.
Well, yeah, and Elon's only ahead of number three by $1 billion. So, yeah, that could shift back and forth.
Sure,
who knows?
Depends on the stock market, how it behaves today. Biden will sure tank that.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody can buy any stock because they got to pay so much for gas.
Who else now?
And at number three, it is Bernard Arnault. He is the investor in all the luxury brands. He owns them.
Got it. Yeah, he does. And he owns Gucci.
Louis Vuitton.
All that bit.
Okay.
He owns them all. And then Bill Gates. And then Zuckerberg, the wealthiest person in the sports category. At $9 billion is Jerry Jones.
Okay. And the Cowboys still suck.
Is Buffett still on there somewhere?
Yeah, but he gives away a lot of his money.
Yes.
Yeah. He's at
six.
He gives it to Gates. He gives it to Gates to give away. Right.
Did Buffett finally bail on the newspaper?
Yeah, I believe he did.
I don't know.
He was invested in local newspaper for a while.
Did he sell the one here?
I think so.
Right. Kim Kardashian is now a billionaire. And let's see. Jeez. Kanye West is in there. The youngest billionaire is an 18-year-old.
Screw that kid.
Who is it?
It's an 18-year-old from Germany. He inherited his wealth from his dad.
So screw that kid.
But still, he's an 18-year-old guy who lost his dad.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I mean, don't screw that kid.
Yeah, that part sucks.
Yeah.
I was trying to find Jerry Jones on this list and to see what number he is at $9 billion.
Right.
He's number 264.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
A lot of billionaires.
Look who dropped to number 298.
Jesus, that's a...
Okay.
Oddly random number.
No, it's not.
Looks like there's a whole bunch of people tied at 297.
And at 298?
Nobody. It jumps to 304.
Oh. President Trump.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He dropped 298 spots.
Yeah.
I misread that.
His brand is crap.
He dropped 298 spots. Yeah. And he says it's because he was president.
And he owes Russia a ton of money here shortly, so...
So the top 300
for him.
on this list.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
They've got all the money.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. When you get to 300, you're talking a measly $8.2 billion net worth.
Hmm.
Isn't it amazing that about 1,000 people in the world have all the money?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, and what makes me mad about that is $30,000 a year guy defends that.
Yeah.
And that's what
pisses
me off.
$30,000 a year guy thinks if I stick to their philosophy, I'll be one of them soon.
No, you won't.
No, you won't.
No, you won't. You're not even doing anything to get there.
Keep pulling those
bootstraps. You're just a guy working his ass off every day to make a living and pay the bills. So you should get paid more for doing that.
Well, I think that's why Bezos is coming out and saying tax my company, because he doesn't want his personal wealth taxed.
Yeah.
Got the dude that owns the Clippers, which actually I think, Craig, this would contradict your wealthiest guy in sports, Steve Ballmer.
I saw that.
Yeah, he owns the Clippers.
Yeah, he's right up there.
He's at number 14.
Yeah, so I didn't get that.
Yeah, 68 billion.
I didn't get why they said that, yeah.
He paid like, what, $3 billion for the Clippers? And that was just a fraction of his net worth.
Right.
I would have an insane water slide in the backyard.
Where'd Jerry Jones get his money? Is that oil?
Oil.
Yeah.
Don't you remember he likes those glory holes?
Yeah, he does the glory holes.
Oh, yeah. Well, who doesn't?
And then he paid like, in what, 89, he paid like $250 million for the Cowboys, and now they're worth like $5
billion. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, I think that's the most valuable franchise in the sports world.
Yeah, but that's also because they in the stadium.
Yeah, well, he owns
because he owns the stadium.
Yeah, right.
All those glory holes in the stadium.
I want me some glory hole.
There you go.
All right, Jerry, we know.
Caitlyn Jenner thinking about running for governor of California.
As a Republican? Because she's a Republican.
Well, yeah. She is speaking with political consultants.
Yeah, they're going to vote.
She has reportedly been working with Caroline Wren, who worked on former President Trump's reelection campaign.
Great. Her party, by the way, is against her. In general, not all of them, but in general, they don't like trans. So, Caitlyn Jenner's nutsack, which is one of my favorite Deadpool names, is in the wrong party to run for governor.
Is that video of her singing on The Masked Singer recent?
I haven't seen it. Can she
brutal.
Sing?
Brutal.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah, but we like to be entertained by our president, so.
Yep.
She's got a
chance. She's running for the governor of California.
Governor. Okay.
Thinking about it.
Same thing?
She's not going to win.
I mean, didn't Schwarzenegger kind of start the celebrity trend of politicians?
Yes, he did.
Ronald Reagan?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Reagan.
Remember Reagan.
No, he's a politician after he was an actor for years.
Jesse Ventura.
He was a governor of California before he became president of the United States.
Yeah, but he was a celebrity first.
Yeah. Screen Actors Guild president. He was actually in politics his whole life. So, I mean, I think it's a little bit different.
Was he as big a movie star as Schwarzenegger was in his prime?
No, but he was a working actor in a bunch of movies.
True.
So. Yeah, he was known.
Yeah.
Well, who is a bigger movie star than Schwarzenegger? Is probably Tom Cruise. Maybe?
Yeah, nobody. Or
that's a really short
Tom
list.
Cruise or Sylvester Stallone. You're right. Really, nobody was.
Just like global domination.
Right.
The Terminator.
You may remember the story of a California man who choked to death during an amateur taco eating contest at a minor league baseball game back in 2019.
Yeah, I do remember this.
His son is now suing.
Yeah, he should. Sue.
Amateurs shouldn't eat tacos.
And that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. The lawsuit says the dad was not made aware of the risks and danger involved in an eating competition, according to the Fresno Bee. Yeah,
right. And what are the risks and dangers of a taco eating contest?
You choking. Might die.
Choking.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you were were told, slow down or you'll choke. If you're going to eat a bunch of food fast, you might choke. You should know that.
I still think you can sue. You can sue anybody now.
Well, he is.
Yeah. Good. Hope he wins.
Clip out that slow down or you'll choke for me.
I hope he wins. It's a horrible story, man.
Were they soft shell or hard shell?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder how he tells people his dad died.
I know.
I'm sorry, what happened to your dad? Taco eating contest. Like, what? How many times you'd have to tell that story?
I know.
And you have to just tell the story.
Right.
You can't just say, oh, my dad passed away.
Right.
Or he was sick. Okay, and, fine.
Right.
No, it's a story.
I know, but it's a story you don't want to tell.
You don't.
You know, even, maybe as you get older,
it's a sad story.
Yeah.
What made him sick? 40 tacos?
Yeah. Are they bad for you? Yeah, if they get lodged in your throat, they do. Speaking of that, I saw a woman had
he's eating that one sideways. No!
I saw a woman got the first trachea implant.
Windpipe, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, do you think the husband said, can you make that a little wider? You know, you know, like they always say, add an extra stitch to that, episiotomy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that a little wider.
I don't think the trachea comes into play.
Probably should.
Right. Maybe not with you.
Especially.
Probably shouldn't.
Not
for
guys like us.
Hardcore porn, it does. You know, the trachea might come into play.
I've never been concerned.
Yeah.
No. But for the average guy, I don't think the trachea comes into play.
Look at the trachea on her.
That doesn't stop the guy from bragging about it. Hey, you made that a little wider. She got somebody else's trachea.
Here's an email from Justin.
Is that considered strange?
Yes, it is.
I got my first Moderna
new throat
vaccine, and then within a week, I got a positive test for the COVID. My symptoms were minimal. Over 5 days, I have my second vac scheduled for next week. My doctor said to keep the appointment. So I believe if you're symptom-free a couple weeks prior to your vaccine, you're good. We'll find out from Dr. Mina later.
That's why when you get that first vaccine, don't do anything until your second one. I realize most people are being safe. I shouldn't say that. I don't believe that's even true anymore. I would say 50% of the people are still being safe. But they're doing what they can themselves.
There's still an element of luck involved, too.
You can be
as careful as you want.
That's what I mean. Of course there is.
You crazy, stupid stuff happens.
Walk past the wrong guy, you know. Yeah, you get a trachea implant. How'd she lose her first trachea?
No word on it.
The guy walked in and say, yeah.
I didn't read the story.
The husband said, yeah.
It was bruised.
I'll tell you how she lost that. Yeah, that's true. Most of us are
horrible.
The trachea is not. Sure. No, she's fine.
Well, yeah. She's working on being fine. Yeah.
Oh, she's got a trachea implant. Jesus. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.